All right, so do you want to move on to Mebia? And I feel like this is just like Lycanthrope Song in my mind, and I wrote some of the very same notes. Like, please give me some dynamics. Like, this song is just kind of heavy and loud. The drums and cymbals are just super pounding the whole time. And I know it's supposed to be heavy, but I think some dynamics would have really given my ears a break. I like the contrast between the really high and the really low sung vocals. For the most part, this song was just relentlessly heavy. And I would have liked to have given it a few more listens to sort of pick up more stuff, but like Owl, I was kind of like, okay, I gotta get reviews written, and I don't want to listen to this again. So that was a little bit hard.
I kind of like the noisiness of this song, you know? I saw this video on the internet the other day of somebody who, like, quit his job, and he hired this band to come in, and, like, you know, he was like, I quit, and then his, you know, like, this band, like, came out after him as he was, like, marching out, like, you know, through his resignation letter at his boss or whatever. And it was kind of like this exuberant, you know, like, just noisy, like, cacophonous kind of thing with all these people, you know, this entire, like, marching band behind him. And it kind of, like, had that same energy to me of, like, oh, this is kind of this glorious, like, noisiness. But, yeah, like, some dynamics would have been welcome, like, after a while of, you know, several minutes of listening to it. It's like, oh, God, like, just a little bit of a break would be nice. You know, and I think also it feels kind of low fidelity, you know, like kind of the textures in the song feel very harsh to me. And I think that, you know, I like the general kind of dark post-punk kind of mood that I think he was going for. But also, you know, I think the harshness of that sound, like the overall like sonic palette, I think gets to me a bit as well, you know, with that in combination with the kind of unrelenting onslaught of noise through the entire song.
Yeah.
I thought the lyrics were really interesting, too. Educational. I hadn't heard of that particular story before, so it kind of led me down this Wikipedia rabbit hole reading about it. I think there are a few things like, I don't know that a mysterious ancestor coming to give you a prophecy would use the phrase colonial oppression. It feels a little bit out of place to me in
right,
terms
right.
of
little text
a little high register. Yeah, you know, which feels like, okay, there's a story that I want to tell and an idea that I want to get across, but like this isn't actually necessarily how the story would have happened, you know? But I couldn't really hear the lyrics, honestly, like most of the song. Like, I couldn't make them out. Like, I read along and I was really fascinated by them as I was reading along, but, you know, a lot of them were not very easy to kind of make out in that overall sound wave.
Yeah.
You were mentioning the kind of contrast between the high and the low sung vocals, but I didn't really like the high Try Me. Like, it didn't really sound, like, I think it was maybe supposed to sound kind of menacing or creepy, but I don't know. To me, it sounded a little bit just small and like a little bit shoehorned in. Like I wasn't really sure what that had to do with the rest of the lyrics and the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be the contrarian, but I like this a lot. And this is going to be a little bit of a backhanded compliment, but it's like I can imagine hearing this song on the radio and thinking to myself, you know, this song is awesome. I know that if I buy this album, I'll probably hate every song on the album except for this one, but I'm going to buy the album anyway. I feel like I've done that a ton of times where it's like, this is the hit single and I'm going to enjoy this, but just sort of if a lot of the rest of it sounds like this, I'm going to be a little disappointed. But this song itself, I liked it a lot. You know, it's got this great, unique sound. I thought it had good energy, good charm. I thought the spoken word ending was not great for the listenability of the song. But in general, I just like listening to this. This is one of the ones that I kept on going back to for repeat listens. So something about it appealed to me. And
yeah,
I liked it.
I mean, I enjoyed it. Like, I don't get me wrong. Like, I said, you know, things that I would have liked to have seen change, but I did enjoy the song a lot. Yeah.